I see it coming in to focus on the outlaw Josie Wales at the end. Again, it's one of these, you know, sequences that I think is very well edited, but when Josie's in the bar and he, you know, there are the gunmen after him, but then, you know, really within the same sequence is also the man, you know, who has most to fear from him, and Josie has most to fear, you know, the traitor, who, you know, the man who betrayed them, and
the John Vernon.
John Vernon, yeah. Right, I couldn't think of his name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that, it's almost anticlimax. Mm-hmm. I mean, that seems to me where you're taking a very conscious risk about not blowing the guy away.
Well, to me, the conflict, the ultimate climax was when they, the family comes together, the little commune group, and they come together and they all fight off the attackers.
Yeah.
And then he goes after the one guy, and you think he's gonna get revenge. Well, he does get revenge. He does finally kill the character played by Bill McKinney, who's the Kansas City Red, or Kansas,
the Red Legs.
Kansas City, football team, the Red Legs, and he kills him, and then the other one with John Vernon. Okay, this is the last vengeance. This is the guy who started the whole thing, and then finally they just come to a resolution that this is really not going anywhere, and it's that they've all learned so much. He's learned so much by the chase, and here, and the audience, of course, is rooting for him to go back to that little family that he's got, and have a nice life. But you do that. In fact, Ferris Webster, he says, "We've got to show a shot." As he rides off, Josie rides off, we've got to show him going back to the sort of superimposition or something. I says, no, as the audience will send us back there. You just have him ride, and the audience will know he's going back.
Yeah.
And we don't have to, we know he's resolved this other thing. He's wounded, he's got to go back, and he's got things to do. We don't know what. He's either going to go back and die, he's going to go back and get well, he's going to go back and be happy, medium happy, sad, whatever happens in life. And there's a certain ambiguity, but it works to me for that. Just as in Mystic River, you know, quite sure. People ask me, what does that symbol mean at the end and all that sort of thing? I said, well, what do you think? Tell me.
Yeah.
And they'll tell me, and I'll say, perfect, yeah, you're absolutely right. And it could be, but it's whatever you want to think it is. It's because the world just doesn't stop. It just goes on, and he may get him. And Jimmy may end up back in prison, or he may end up, you know, Laura Linney's character, Annabeth, might take over the whole town. Who knows?
Lady Macbeth.
And she's certainly on the road to it.
Yeah.